This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time for Nacho's Revenge.
Nacho!
Good morning, miss. It's time for your favorite prank calls. It's time for Nacho's Revenge. Can we say good morning to Darren?
Morning!
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well. How you doing, Darren?
Oh, I got an issue with my wife. She kind of refuses to stop texting while she's driving.
Uh-oh.
And it's real dangerous. And it's gotten to the point where I don't even want to be in the car with her when she's behind the wheel. And
Wow. It's
not just one time. She's got tickets and it costs us a lot of money. And she won't stop. She just keeps saying it's perfectly safe, that she knows how to drive. And it's 100% not safe.
No. Plus, it's illegal.
Yeah. And the last time we were on the freeway, we damn near rear-ended someone. So, I don't know. Yeah, it's just real scary. I fear for my life every time. And she's not taking me seriously.
So, you're the dramatic one of the two. Let's just put that out there.
But she's not taking me seriously or the cops. And I want you to say you work with the Attorney General's office and tell her she's being sued by the state. And tell her she's going to spend time with
her. Really quick. Well, let's back up. Has she got tickets for this?
Yeah, she's gotten several tickets.
Is it just that she just doesn't agree with the law, or like she just thinks that she's above it?
No, she just thinks that laws are meant to keep us safe and she's safe, so it doesn't matter.
So you want to prank her, ruin her morning instead of just going through the whole divorce kind of situation, right?
I don't want a divorce. She's got to get straight.
So you want me to pretend that I'm with the Attorney General's office and what, just threaten to lock her up or?
Yeah, just tell her you're going to throw her in prison for the tickets and just scare her.
Oh, my God.
All right. Well, it looks like we got your wifey's number here, Darren. So we're going to call her up next, ruin her morning, and maybe get her back on the road safely. How about that?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay. I got a good divorce lawyer's number, okay?
Joey.
Oh, no.
Okay.
All right, it's Nacho's Revenge up next. Morning Mess. Morning Mess inside your favorite prank calls. Nacho's Revenge. We spoke to Darren, and he let us know he needs some revenge on his wifey. I guess she's a compulsive texter and driver. He feels unsafe, as he put it. He feels like his life is in danger every time he's driving. She's gotten tickets, doesn't faze her. She keeps driving and texting. Did I pretty much nail that, Darren?
Yeah, it's a real dangerous situation.
Doesn't he sound scared, guys? I mean, he still does.
He really does.
Are you in the car right now?
Yeah.
I'm in the trunk. Help me. So your idea was to get back at her for a prank call this morning with Nacho is to call from the Attorney General's office.
Yeah, I think that's a high enough office where she could get scared.
Yeah, because obviously she's not scared of cops and texting. So you figure a call from the Attorney General's office that this has gone above the cops and she's going to do some serious time. She doesn't stop.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Are we ready, guys?
Yes.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hello? Am I speaking to Paige, please?
Who is this?
Ma'am, my name is Nacho Chavez. Nacho spelled with two O's. I am the assistant to assistant manager for the Attorney General. Do you have a few moments to go over the charges being brought against you?
You said you're with the Attorney General and there are charges
against
you?
Yes, ma'am. I've been out of the cabinet for about 2 weeks now. So...
Oh my God.
Charges against me?
Yes, and I don't want to be dramatic, but girl, you should be alarmed that there are a lot here. Respect.
This doesn't make any sense. I haven't been pulled over lately. I mean, how could there be charges against me? I don't understand.
Well, you're asking me how you do not know the happenings in your own life. Ma'am, I am not Gail King nor Adele. I can't help you with that, okay? I can just do my job, which is to inform you of the current charges. Do you have time for this or not?
I guess so.
You guess so? Ma'am, this ain't Wheel of Fortune. I ain't passed Sajak with three A's. We don't have time for guessing games. Are you ready or not?
Okay, yes, I'm ready.
Okay, great. First charge, questioning authority. Adding that to my list.
Questioning authority? Excuse me?
Ma'am, you realize I am authority, right? If you keep questioning me, we're going to have more problems. Respectfully.
Oh, okay, sorry, I'm confused.
Obviously you are. Well, listen up. I don't have all day to deal with your confusions. We have a lot of charges to cover, okay?
Sorry, what else?
Okay, all of these charges, besides questioning my authority, are related to driving, so I have to ask. What state did you get your license in?
Well, I grew up in Florida.
Okay, well, this makes lots of sense now. They're real special down there, like my cousin is my husband special. Okay, so let me note that down.
Okay, so what are my charges?
You've committed a misdemeanor charge of texting while driving. Multiple times, Paige, you remember that?
Okay, yeah, but I've paid my ticket.
Yes, but we have cameras on all the roads, all of them, Florida to wherever the hell you at, okay? I know you keep doing it, Paige. I mean, Stevie Wonder can even see. You ain't stopping your texting and driving, respectfully.
Okay, so what, though? I mean, you're telling me that the Attorney General is upset because I'm texting and driving? I mean, doesn't he have something better to do?
No, we do not. We're bored. So it's a very serious offense, ma'am. It's called drexting. You can't drive and text, Paige.
I don't understand this.
Another charge is being brought up against your taste in accessories.
My taste in what?
I have pictures of you on the road, and it looks like you have eyelashes on your car.
What does that have to do with anything?
Oh my God, those Paige. I can't even believe you like those tacky things. I'm going to add that to the charges in the list here.
What the
Just
fuck?
For the goodness
That's
of
not
society.
Illegal.
It should be though, am I right?
Look, charge me for whatever stupid laws, but what's on my car? What the fuck is the problem with that? I can put eyelashes if I want.
Excuse me, Miss Paige. Ma'am, I don't think you understand how much trouble I can cause for you, so I would change your tone. Respectfully.
Okay, fine. I'm having a bad day today, okay?
Okay.
It's not even noon, so, you know, it's not going so well.
Okay,
what
Paige,
do I need
look.
To do?
Okay, I guess the eyelashes aren't too bad. Look, I really feel for you. I can hear the stress, so I'm going to let you go with a warning if you repeat after me, okay, Paige?
What do I need to do?
Oh, my God.
Okay, well, you need to stand up and then put your right foot in.
In where?
Now put your right foot out.
Oh, wow.
What?
You put your right foot in and you shake it all about.
Is this the pokey pokey? I told you I've had a stressful last day. You're with my emotions. What's so funny? I mean, the fines and that's it. I'm not wasting any more of my time.
Oh, Paige. My God.
Paige, we're the Morning Mess. You're actually live on the radio. Your husband, Darren, is on the line. He put us up to this prank call.
Oh, my God. That was so good.
Seriously. Are you kidding me right now?
Babe, you got to stop texting and driving. And you know what? I think everyone agrees you got to take those stupid eyelashes off your car. It's embarrassing.
I like my eyelashes.
Respectfully.
Nacho!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.